Hitchhiker's Guide to the Gyre. A set of 100-word Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy and Jupiter Ascending crossover fanfiction entries, written by Reese and read by Cloud Lake. Rated teen and up. Category, Gen. Music is Nebula by World Beyond, licensed under Creative Commons. You can find World Beyond on SoundCloud. The Abrasics Family. The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy says this about the Abrasics family. Beautiful, cunning, and very, very rich. Best to stay out of their way as much as possible. It doesn't say that the recurrence of Serafi Abrasics is currently throwing herself off the tallest building in Chicago, trusting only to her gravity boots and her winged lycanthropic consort to keep her from going splat against the pavement. Of course, should yet another assassin attempt to murder said recurrence, there's more than just the lycanthropic to go up against. A very prepared, much more. But that's a story for another time. Sargorns. The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy says this about Sargorns. Warrior race. Mediocre poets. Watch out for the tales. What it doesn't say is that the Sargorns are actually distant cousins of the Vogons, or that they feel a simultaneous superiority toward and envy of their long-lost family. On one hand, the Vogons are basically destruction personified, and they get to evaporate planets on the regular. On the other hand, the Sargorns get to kill things. A lot of things. By hand. Or tail. And that's kind of like destruction. Just more personal. Perhaps that's why their poetry is better. Splices. The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy says this about splices. Just wait for the day when splices overcome their subservience to the entitled. Just wait. See individual entries, Lycanthropic, Philotent, Rototent, et al. For more detail. What it doesn't say is there actually was a splice uprising approximately 25,000 years ago. It didn't go well for anyone. Since then, loyalty and obedience to the entitled has been genome engineered into every splice creation. It also doesn't say there are no dolphin-human splices. No one has ever determined why. Then again, no one ever really thinks to ask. Lawyers. The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy says this about lawyers. Well-educated, often two-legged sharks who live for nothing more than proving they are always the smartest people in a room. Usually by means of precedent and bureaucracy. What it doesn't say is, at this moment, the recurrence of Serafi Abrasics has never felt more fond of an android in her life. Not that she's known many. She just offered Intergalactic Advocate Bob the job of prime lawyer, and added, of course she'll get a salary as well. Bob is so excited, he has to do a complete system reboot. Oris. The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy says this about Oris. The center of the galaxy, and the birthplace of the human race. Oris has become nothing more than a teeming mess of bureaucracy ringed by entitled pleasure gardens. It doesn't say that the recurrence of Serafi Abrasics is currently hosting the entire legion in her Orosian pleasure garden, much to the consternation of the rest of the entitled population. The entitled just don't seem to see the point of sharing space with splices, even if, as the legion commanders put it, it might serve them better in the future if they did. Skyjackers. The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy says this about skyjackers. Elite Legion soldiers sent out on the most hopeless of missions, expected to return successful or not at all. What it doesn't say is that even the Skyjackers are broken into units, and the best of the absolute best, Alpha Squad, were at one time led by Stinger Apini. At one time, and now again, Alpha Squad, however, has recently been assigned permanent Royal Guard duty, and is no longer available for any other Legion mission. No one, yet, has pointed out that such a thing is just not done. Recurrences. The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy says this about recurrences. Genes are very strange. So are most recurrences, though it's really not their fault. Look, just be cautious. Especially if there's family involved. Families are strange, too. What it doesn't say is that the recurrence of Seraphia Brassix got so tired of Seraphie's children thinking of her as their mother that she had her Skyjackers kidnap them, bring them to Earth, and stand with guns to their heads as they each wrote out, "Jupiter Jones is not my mother," 500 times. It's the most Seraphie thing she's ever done. The Aegis. The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy says this about the Aegis. Underfunded and overenthusiastic galactic law enforcement. The underfundings supplemented by the entitled. Every entitled family has their own Aegis squadron. The overenthusiasm? Well, let's just say that if you don't share this quality, you'll probably be posted to a tersey planet. What it doesn't say is that Diameka Singh's crew was handpicked for their honesty and loyalty. Until the recurrence of Seraphia Brassix came along, they were the cleanest squadron in the galaxy. Captain Singh would still say they are, but she does have a soft spot for Jupiter Jones. Harvests. The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy says this about harvests. If you ever find yourself on a planet scheduled for harvesting, A. Why did you even go there in the first place? And B. Leave immediately. Hitching a ride on a Vogon ship is preferable to being harvested. What it doesn't say is that harvests were not always the mostly painless procedures they are today. The first harvest lasted weeks, accidentally included 5,000 splices, and required an Aegis blockade around the planet to keep the planet's inhabitants from fleeing. It also nearly turned the entitled against the idea altogether. Nearly. Regenix. The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy says this about Regenix. Made by harvesting humans and processing them down to a liquid, which can then be used for things like healing, Legion soldiers, or gene reversion of the entitled. As such, the guide advises A. Avoidance of planets scheduled for harvesting. B. Being born into nobility. C. Extreme wealth. Or D. Not doing anything with the potential of injury. But what it doesn't say is that Regenix used for healing burns like a motherfucker. The first Regenix bath? It's like slipping into a pool of pudding. Nice smell, but the texture is kind of weird. Death. The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy says this about death. An anthropomorphized figure in many cultures, appearing in many ways. Death is not an it or a thing, but a force that will, at some point, come for us all, Regenix or otherwise, no matter the excellence of your towel. Still, being polite can't hurt. What it doesn't say is that Seraphia Brassix, at the moment she realized she was going to die, didn't fight, didn't beg for mercy, she didn't spit or curse or cry. She closed her eyes and met death with a smile on her lips. Cloning. The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy says this about cloning. See clones. See clone war versus humanity. See DNA replication of. See gene eradication. See human race destruction of. See inbreeding results of. See it was a good effort, really. See keeping it in the family. See twinsies. See what? I'm totally not doing anything with these three clones of myself. See xenophobia. What it doesn't say is anything helpful. The guide is not known for being helpful, though. Simply reassuring. So, you know, clones, whatever. Just don't panic. There's no need. There's, most of the time, only one of you. Hunters. The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy says this about hunters. Hunters show wide ranges of ruthlessness and also of ability. But try your best to stay out of anyone's way who might send some after you. What it doesn't say is that beyond the implants, beyond the splicing, beyond the training, there is something intrinsic to all good hunters. What that is, the guide does not claim to know. Cain Weiss has called it need. Stinger Apini has called it instinct. And many, many bounty hunters have called it greed. The recurrence of Seraphia Brassix believes the answer is empathy. Portals. The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy says this about portaling. A form of transportation that takes advantage of such high-level physics that any roaming contributor attempting to learn has instead died. Quite messily.
No, really. Messy.
As such, the guide recommends that you do not think too hard about portals. And just appreciate them. What it doesn't say is that the recurrence of Seraphia Brassix was unconscious during her first portaling experience from Earth to Ceres in the bowels of a bounty hunter ship. It was a good thing she was unconscious too, because the first portal is always the worst. Fermionics. The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy says this about fermionics. Down is easy. Up is hard. Gravity, am I right? What it doesn't say is that besides the furniture and fashion, an understanding of fermionics has proven itself militarily advantageous in the past. Imagination helps as well, of course, but fermionics programs are incredibly difficult to enter and almost impossible to graduate from. It's far easier for the entitled and the ageist to keep an eye on the handful of fermionic students across the universe rather than everyone using their imagination. And besides, some of the things the entitled imagine? The Legion. The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy says this about the Legion. There are four primary categories of Legionnaires. 1. Dumb. 2. Clever. 3. Honest. 4. Corrupt. Hire the honest, use the clever, plant the corrupt in your enemy's homes, and the dumb? Send him to a tersey planet, maybe. Just get him out of the way. No one likes an idiotic legionnaire. What it doesn't say is that after the court-martial that saw Stinger Apini and Cain Weiss stripped of their wings and punished for a long time, it became very difficult to find clever legionnaires, much less honest ones. Earth. The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy says this about Earth. Mostly harmless. What it doesn't say is that Seraphia Brassix fell in love with Earth the first time she stepped foot on it, after calmly destroying the previous owner's business and house in order to get it. The yields look incredibly promising, and the seeding has already progressed to an astonishing degree. But there is something in the air here that speaks to Seraphie. She tells her legal android to change her will, to leave Earth to her recurrence, who will no doubt love it as much as Seraphie does. I hope you've enjoyed this reading of Hitchhiker's Guide to the Gyre by Reese. And I hope I've done justice to the delightfully clever entries. Thank you so much for listening.